B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family, the only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum and takes as bad as doing a Saints podcast with no Saints news.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes. Put toes.
I'm the California Cajun. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Little Dice. How you doing, brother?
What up? What up, man? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. And to you as well, sir.
Yes, yes. You know, we have to represent out here because, you know, listen, you go to church on Mother's Day, man, it's packed. Okay, you cannot find a seat. But on Father's Day, it's you know, business as usual. You know, nothing to see here.
The grass doesn't stop growing just because it's Father's Day. You got to get out there and cut that damn thing.
Yeah, man, for sure. So, hey, you know how we do it on a beer run. We're going to talk about some beer. Ugh. We got some Saints news. We're going to talk a little bit about what we've heard and
news might going be on, generous,
you know. And we're going to talk about the best hangover cures, because right now my guy Craig is in there fighting hurt. He's not being Davenport. He's not calling in sick. All right, he's showing up. He's playing hurt.
I'm playing hurt for you guys.
Yeah, man. So give my guy some help. Let us know what you think. We tweeted this out on Twitter. Give us some responses. Maybe we can help Craig out during the show. I don't know.
God willing.
All right, man. So, referee, spot the ball. Let's get this thing going.
First down, Saints.
All right, Craig. I know that you're dealing with a little bit of hangover right now, but
that's not an excuse. Beer run.
All right, we got a 2-drink minimum. There's no excuses.
That's right.
All right.
I wouldn't let you down.
What you drinking, bro?
Okay. I am drinking the 5 versus 12 Oat Cream Double IPA. Ooh. From Rally Cap Brewing in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Okay. I think it's probably really good, but it's a little turn of the stomach drinking any kind of alcohol in my current state. I think logically it's good. It's heavy. It's 8%, and you taste every ounce of it right about now. So
you're drinking 8%
while hungover off my ass. Yeah.
My goodness.
On the plus side, I probably won't be hungover by the time I get through these. So it's just a bit of a fight. No, this is good. It's you know, it's a little it's an oat cream, so it's a little heavier. It's like a meal.
Yeah.
But it's got that double IPA. It's real hoppy. You got that big kick to it. You know, I recommend it, you know. The only real question I have about it, and it's nothing they did wrong about this, my question is, how does it sound? I mean, it sounds like a good beer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty sound.
Okay, yeah.
My brain and my stomach are screaming at me for opening another beer in my current condition. But, you know, I'm just going to ignore them. And
the
then I'll
must
add
go
them.
On.
I'm going to add them to the list of organs that are mad at me next to my liver. And they can just be mad at me in 20 years. It's fine. What are you drinking?
There you go. All right. So I guess we're going to fuss about this. But shout out to my guy, B-Train, because I went to liquor store and I found the hard Mountain Dew Black Cherry. All right. 5%, baby. Mm. That's right. We're gonna taste this thing. I tasted the, I think it was the blue one, Baja or something like that. And yeah, that one, it was okay. It wasn't great, but you know, it's still zero calories.
Probably, it's probably because blue's not a flavor. That's a color, Dale.
Well, whatever the flavor was, I can't remember what it was. But yeah, let's see how this thing sounds here. All right. Yeah. Right away, I say we got a nice light flavor to it. This is going to be a pretty good deal here. Like, unlike my beer last week, my one shot beer I was able to get last week. Yeah, I did not enjoy that one. So,
but you drank it because you're a trooper.
I did.
See, I if I had the energy, I would give you a little talking to about bringing hard Mountain Dew on a beer podcast, but I just don't have it in me. You know, I love Mountain Dew. I would absolutely try those. No jokes. I don't care.
Yeah, I was happy to see it, so I went ahead and grabbed that sucker, man. And yeah, Black Cherry is pretty good so far, man.
Good, man. Yeah, I think we talked about this before, that I think that's the best flavor of these kind of like hard sodas, hard seltzers. That just comes across better. Yeah, I'm down to try, you know, hard Mountain Dew. I'm not going to do it on a beer podcast because I'm not a savage. I'm just happy we're all in this together.
Second down.
All right, let's talk about some Saints news. And the first thing I want to touch on, one of my all-time favorite topics, uniforms. Uniforms.
That sounds like a joke. That is actually one of his all-time favorite topics.
Listen, Saints Report forums, we talking about uniforms. Yo, I'm all in that sucker, man.
Okay. I keep forgetting that exists.
Okay, now the Saints dropped some pictures and everything on Twitter and wherever you can get your Saints news. We're going to have a black helmet. And there was like the stripe is made up of fleur-de-lis, and you have your big fleur-de-lis on the sides like normal. So, I mean, what do you think overall about the black helmet?
So I don't know that it's necessary. I actually like the little fleur-de-lis. I think that's fun.
Okay.
It's a fun little touch. I don't know that I care. I think it'd be kind of cool to go with black jersey, black pants, black helmet, just all black, everything. That's fun.
Yeah.
The promo pictures they had were with the color rush jerseys.
Exactly.
I don't know that I like that. I think that's the worst jersey to put those black helmets on.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I like the look of the black cleats and black socks and stuff with it. So, I do hope we revisit that, you know, and let's use the black helmet with a different combination. I don't think the black helmet is perfect. Sure. I would rather like a traditional kind of stripe, that kind of thing. But I am happy we have a black helmet now because, you know, like I said, multiple threads on Saints Report had these uniform threads. And I saw multiple times people with these black helmets. And, you know, I always thought it would be pretty cool to wear a black helmet. And so we're going to get it this year.
I mean, I get, you know, a lot of folks want to have different uniform combinations, you know, people like yes. Oregon. I don't know that I care that much.
It's fun.
I remember I thought the gold jerseys were fun. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But I liked the gold helmet. I thought the gold helmet went better with our uniform combinations because it's kind of an accent. It's not like the whole, what are we doing here? We sound like fashion designers. I hate this. Gold helmet, black helmet's fine. We're only going to probably use it twice. You know, it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen worse.
But yeah, they're going to
sell it. It could have a Falcons logo on the side, you know, and that's worse.
Oh, goodness.
Could make a star on it like a dummy.
But yeah, they're going to sell more helmets now. And hey, it's going to be good for the Saints. Now, what is your favorite uniform combinations? Because the way I've kind of ranked mine, I think, is the color rush, the white and the gold pants, the white jerseys, gold pants, and then black jerseys, gold pants.
You hate the black pants. That's your all running stance. Yeah.
Yes. Burn the black pants. I hate those black pants. Okay, redesign them something.
I can't get behind that kind of pant racism.
You, sir, are a racist.
Of judging a pants by its color. I like the all blacks. I think the color rush are the coolest uniforms in pro football. I mean, you know, my favorite are the Saints black on blacks. I just think that looks cool. Mm. You know, I mean, my high school wore black on black, and a lot of the teams I've played on have had black jerseys. It's just a look that I think is cool. But I like the white on white too, actually. I don't like white on gold. I know it's a special place in everyone's heart because we won the big game and yes, everything.
Indeed.
But, you know, it's not really my favorite.
Okay. Surprise, surprise, we disagree on this.
No, it's normal. It's, don't lie to the folks. Just because I have less energy doesn't mean that you're going to be right about anything ever.
You know, no,
black helmet,
like,
black pants, black jerseys, just black out everything. That's fun. Just do a blackout game, you know, like they do in college, just have all the fans show up in black. That'd be cool.
Okay, as a one-time thing, fine.
Yeah, that's it. We play Tampa at home in week two. It's probably too early to do it for that. So maybe when the Falcons come later in the season.
Yeah.
Like just have a blackout game. Blackout. With uniforms, helmets, crowd. That would be fun. Black towels. When you have the whole thing. That could be fun. I like that.
Okay. I would be down for that. Not gonna lie.
That'd be cool.
I'd be on board.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or, you know, conversely, just do it the other direction. Do it like Penn State and do one of the whiteout games. Those are fun too. I just like fun stuff, okay?
Yeah. Let's do something fun. I agree with you.
But you know what? We ended up agreeing that the best uniform was the Color Rush, so all drama for the show is gone. You guys can hang up now. It's fine. I'm going to sit here in my misery.
Third down for what?
Okay, let's get to Saints minicamp. And the news coming out of minicamp, one of the top things I found was from Fox, and they said Jameis's limp is getting better compared to how it was, you know, when they first was able to look at practice.
Man, that's weird. It's almost like people heal and get better from things over time. That's weird. I don't know that any of us expected that. Of course it's better. It was better from the first OTAs to the second round OTAs. Yeah, he's coming off a major injury. He's going to be coming along. I don't even understand why we keep talking about this. It's maddening to me. Yeah, dude was limping because he just had surgery. And now he's not limping because he's farther from having that surgery.
Yeah.
they're exhausting.
Well, one of the news stories I've heard about Jameis is he's been practicing a lot more on intermediate throws and the short throws. You know, of course, he's always thrown a great long ball. But he's looking a lot better with these throws. And I'm hearing they're doing more slants compared to, you know, the calls that they made last season.
Right.
But they rarely even called a slant for him to throw. So, but he's connecting on these slants as well. So that's also positive.
It is positive. Yeah, one of the cracks on him last year was that the short passing was just not accurate.
Right, right.
And I know there was talk in this offseason, maybe we were going to change the offense to fit a deep ball more, you know, like so there's less of the short stuff. But you have Alvin Kamara coming out the backfield. You've got two of the best short route runners in the league, assuming Michael Thomas comes back healthy. And Jarvis Landry is a great, you know, short route, slant, whatever you want to call him, receiver. Yes. So you have all these weapons that are tailor-made for that short passing offense and a quarterback who has not been very good at it, but they're clearly putting that as a focus to get him better at it, which it's a good thing. It's exciting. All of this is positive. I have heard nothing negative from you yet. This is amazing. Keep this going.
Well, yeah, I think we took the short passing game for granted because just assume, hey, it's easy. Shorter passes are easy.
Oh, 3rd and 5. Yeah, no problem. It's only 3rd and 5. Yeah.
So yeah, when he struggled with it, you know, we were pretty amazed by it. But yeah, you got to practice everything, and timing is so important. And I'm glad to see him getting the early work, of course.
Yes.
And with the timing with Landry should be a beast going across that middle for us, man.
And especially if it takes Olave a little bit of time to get the playbook and everything down, and it takes Thomas a little while to get back up to speed. I don't know if any of you guys play fantasy football, but you might want to look into getting the Jarvis Landry on your team. He's going to get a lot of targets, especially early in the year.
Yeah, and you know, this is something I don't think that we could fight, because the NFL plays the game and the passing game over the middle. for the most part. You know, you get your deep shots in, but the majority of your passing offense is going to be over that middle, you know, short distance passes.
I mean, they keep changing the rules to protect wide receivers. You know, that used to be the thing. You go over the middle and someone tries to take your head off. Can't do that anymore. It's a free first down as soon as anybody touches you, basically. So, I mean, it's geared towards that style of offense, and we have the players for it now. So it's really just a question of if Jameis can make that work and if the O-line can allow him to. And even that, you know, those quick slants, that's protecting the O-line, because that's not even 3 seconds they have to hold anymore. That's, you know, 1, 2, it's already out.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe that's why the offensive line looked so good earlier with Breeze, because Breeze got rid of the ball so quick.
Okay, we had some really good offensive linemen in the last decade plus. Let's not sell my guys short.
I mean, hey, that says a lot, though, when you're not giving up pressure because quarterback getting rid of the ball. I mean, it's a two-way street, right? I mean, quarterback is also responsible for that pressure, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a quarterback that understands the protections and schemes and sees the guys, how often do we make fun of Peyton Manning for Omaha? Oh, look, there's this guy coming up here. Go block that guy. You know, I mean, so, you know, he's a, you know, giant forehead, you know, crazy guy. But no, it's important that the quarterback knows what's going on. And the offensive line is a very cerebral position, because you have to know what all everyone's doing. And the quarterback has to be able to understand that as well.
So,
fat guy also, talk.
No, not yet. Alante Taylor, still unsigned.
Yes.
However, Dennis Allen is saying he's a lot further along than he thought he'd be. And everybody that's covering Saints camp, they notice him because he moves so well and he's so big. I've heard he was able to cover Hardy with that curl route that he does, where he just stops on a dime and everything. I mean, Alante Taylor was right there covering that thing. I like the way it sounds, but is the price tag going up on this deal?
I mean, maybe. I mean, he's still a draft pick, so it's not like it's going to be a bidding war with anybody. I mean, we get the rights to negotiate with him. I think it gets done probably in the next week or so. I mean, it doesn't seem like a huge deal. I mean, he's bought in, you know, he tweeting about it. He likes being here, you know, him and Malcolm Jenkins are tweeting each other about him picking up the mantle of that number 27. Like he's here. This is just dotting your I's and crossing your T's. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, let's get it done, Mickey. You know what you need to do, bro. Get tail in there. I don't want to see any missed days of camp.
For anyone who wanted us to go after Ndamukong Suh, it looks like he's between the Vikings and the Raiders now.
Indeed.
So, good. I don't want him.
That's right. That's right. We never wanted him.
Yeah, I go back and forth on that, but today I don't want him. Today I am firmly anti-Suh.
Yep. And we heard from Dennis Allen about Taysom Hill.
This was interesting to me.
It sounds like he's going to have a similar role as he had last year as an offensive weapon. But, you know, early on, like when he first got the job, I mean, DA was like tight end. He's a tight end. That guy's a tight end. So what happened?
Yeah, it's weird. That was the whole talk, right? They're like, well, he's just going to play tight end now. So, you know, maybe he'll be a good tight end. And I think we all kind of just put him off in that category. I remember both of us, we talked about how you don't have to draft and put effort into tight end because you have Taysom Hill developing there, and that's another player. Is a kind of like a free agent tight end you signed. You know, it's a new guy just going to do that. I mean, I'm really happy to hear this. I would have been really upset if we lost that kind of thing that makes Taysom Hill special. If he just became an okay tight end and wasn't Taysom Hill anymore, I think that would have been kind of a bummer. That's kind of a waste. Because he can do a lot of things. I mean, yeah, I don't want him as starting quarterback, but you know, those QB powers he can run, you know, the different formations you can use him in. He is a valuable offensive weapon. There is no way I don't think there's any argument to be made that he doesn't make your offense better by being out there, you know? I'm glad they're going to keep him in that role.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was worried that there would be no Taysom snaps at quarterback to, you know, get the tough yards or goal line situations. And so this gives me, you know, confidence that's going to happen again. But now, is this guy going to be going from room to room to room in at practice again, like he was before? Because I thought the whole thing with him focusing on tight end was so he could focus and learn and be good at one position, though.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. There's that old saying, you know, a jack of all trades, but a master of none.
Right, right.
Yeah, people cut that quote off right there. That full quote is a jack of all trades, but a master of none. It's still better to be good at a lot of things than really great at one thing. So the whole point of that quote is kind of used incorrectly. No, I mean, he was valuable the way he was. I mean, if they're looking to do more of that, it'll be probably less. So I'm sure he'll spend less time in the quarterback room. You know, yeah. I'm all for it. I want to see that QB power. That QB power is one of my favorite things the Saints offense does. It's the best short yardage run in our playbook. You know, Alvin Kamara is a fantastic running back, but he's not a between the tackles bruiser. And yeah. I don't want him to be. I don't want him taking those hits. I want to have Taysom Hill run that QB power, follow that pulling guard and go, you know, lower a shoulder on somebody. I love it.
I would like to know his measurables from last season and however he comes in this season. Because I want to know, you know, did he get bigger to, you know, get more muscular to take a pounding, whatever? Or I think last season he lost a bunch of weight to play quarterback, right? So that's what I'm really interested in, to know how they want him to be built.
Yeah, I guarantee you he's in the gym right now in a walking boot, you know, just packing on muscle. I guarantee he's going to be a monster.
Oh, well, I did hear that he may have shed the walking boot, though.
So, hey, look at that.
So, that's something good. Okay, so do we have any more Saints news here? Because that's about the last thing I got.
Yeah, man. No, not really. We can talk about how the Buccaneers are in free fall and no one's talking about it.
Yes. So that's a great point, which you brought up with this tweet, where they had the Bucs losses compared to what they gained. And just looking at the two, like, yeah, they lost a lot. And what they did leave out was their coach, too, which everyone takes into account for the Saints, that we lost Sean Payton. And so they take that into account for our offseason and rank us as one of the worst, having one of the worst off seasons, and nobody's looking into that for the Bucs because hey, they lost their head coach too.
So for anyone who doesn't have the list in front of them, the Bucs lost their head coach. They lost Gronk, AB, Kappa, Marpet, Jones, Howard, Whitehead, JPP, and Sue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everyone's just penciling them in to win the division.
Right. Right.
Absolutely not. Our guy Brady, that everyone around here loves so much, if he regresses at all, which I would not be surprised about, he tried to retire once already.
Yeah.
If he regresses at all, that's a 7-win team.
That's right. Right.
Defense, people keep saying that how great their defense is. I don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Father Time, gonna go ahead and make his appearance.
Undefeated Father Time.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, straight up. So watch out, Bucks fans.
Don't worry. None of them are listening to this show.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
The last thing we have, hangover cures for my guy, Craig.
All right. And I am a accomplished drinker. I have tried all of them in the past. I have the raw eggs.
Oh,
and the greasy fast food and hair of the dog and, you know, any kind of, you know, herbal supplements and everything like that.
Oh,
don't you dare.
The Beer Run Podcast is sponsored by Purple Valley Marijuana. We got that good.
Don't you dare. Do not run an ad right now. If he ran an ad right now, turn the show off. We're done. I quit.
Oh, but also real quick, I did hear from our sponsor and there will be a BS and beer strain coming soon. So we will let you guys know when that drops, let you know where you can get it. BS and beer strain coming to you soon.
Just
Craig's excited.
Yeah, you can hear how I'll throw a name. All right, so I actually had heard from a doctor that scientifically the best hangover cure is a BLT.
What?
And hear me out. So they explained to me that the protein and the fats in the bacon helped to settle your stomach a little bit, and like the grease that coats your stomach to make you feel less nauseous. Mm-hmm. The lettuce and the tomato rehydrate you, and the carbohydrates spike your blood sugars to make you feel better. Right. And that a BLT is the perfect combination of things to help with hangover. I don't know that it's true. I was always a greasy burrito kind of guy.
Okay. Oh, so you didn't just try that out today?
No, I had to go to work this morning. I didn't have time for hangover cures. I went to work feeling like this. Oh.
Okay, so typically what I use for hangovers, of course, yeah, food. Doesn't matter what it is. Any kind of food.
This is Stone Cold E.T., and I just want to order a couple White Castles to go.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
I said Stone Cold E.T. would like a couple cheeseburgers and maybe a drink, and I would like to get out of here as soon as possible, and that's the bomb.
Okay. And of course, I use Pedialyte because...
Okay. I mean, it's basically Gatorade.
Yeah, but it's got like a lot of salt content to it, so it's different.
Sure.
But I think it kind of hydrates you a little bit quicker than Gatorade does. But you know, yeah, if you got Gatorade, Powerade, whatever, grab that too. And that's usually what I use. But what did you guys use for cramps during like
pickle
football
juice.
Games?
Pickle juice. Oh yeah.
Okay.
We would have just jars of pickles on the sideline. I still drink pickle juice.
Okay. Because whenever I'm you know, got a hangover or whatever, man, it's always, I feel really dry.
Yeah.
It's extremely dry.
The dehydration's a big part of it.
Yeah. So I figured that pickle juice can probably bring you back to life then.
That's brilliant. I don't know how I never thought of that.
Yeah. So there you go.
So the thing that has always worked best for me, I don't have anymore. I live in Louisiana now, but there was a place in California I used to go to, Jimmy Dean's, not associated with the sausages you buy at the store.
Oh, okay.
But they had a breakfast burrito that had eggs and bacon and sausage and hash browns and chili in it. And for whatever reason, the chili in a breakfast burrito with the hash browns is just perfect.
Okay.
You slather that in some ranch dressing. Yeah, I'm a blue cheese guy normally, but this needs ranch.
Okay.
And that big pile of awesomeness will bring you back to life.
Hmm.
And it's 1,500 miles away from me right now, and I'm very upset about that.
Yeah, I think my go-to spot was steak and shake. Yeah, so they'll serve, like, you know, breakfast pretty much whenever, but they usually stayed open like 24/7. I worked overnight and stuff like that, and so we you know, go hang out in my boss's garage and drink a bunch of beer, and then he get tired, he puts us out, and then, you know, we gotta get home or whatever. So end up going, stopping at the Steak and Shake and loading up on food, and start feel a lot better, man. So yeah,
I've also been told that biscuits and gravy, particularly someplace like a greasy spoon, like the Waffle House or something like that. I hear that'll do it. That'll fix you up too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I, of course, didn't try any of these things and just chose to suffer.
Yeah, that was the wrong decision.
Yeah, that one's on me.
All right, man. Well, hey, hope you feel better pretty soon.
I don't deserve this.
I guess after this beer kind of goes through you, you know.
8%. Now I'm worried about being hungover tomorrow.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us on the Beer Run.
All right. Thank you to the BS and Beer family for having us on. We made it on an entire show without bashing Dave, so he's going to appreciate that. You know, keep safe out there. Have a good time. Have a beer. It's on me.
Who that?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bs@icloud.com. 17, represent the NO, cause that's where we be. You know who it is, it's us, SFB. Show much love from the 13th to the 9th. It's New Orleans, really about it. All the time. The city on New Orleans, number one, no doubt. Doing things the right way, cause we on the right route. Got that bone for your head, yeah, we got what you need. Got that trigger man beat to make you weak in the knees.